Good evening. This is KC2YXN Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Kathy, and this net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 megahertz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic does have priority at all times, and emergency traffic can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? The Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next meeting, which happens every month, will be on April 21st, 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Arden Community Center, 160 Schuyler Street. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net promptly at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a few minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You may find the net preamble on our website, which is www.boonvillearc.com. I am now listening for Echo Link check-ins. Are there any stations on Echo Link who would like to join us this evening? Please call now. I will pause 15 seconds.
This is Kilo, Delta 2, Foxtrot, Papa Mike. Kevin James calling from down here in Oneonta, New York via Echolink. Good evening.
Well, good evening, Kevin from Oneonta. And how's the weather in your area? Do you still have snow?
Yeah, it appears most of our snow is finally gone down here. We had a little bit of rain on the overnight into this morning. Sky 2 FPM, back to you on the net.
Okay, well good. We're about in the same place. We have 41 degrees here. All right, is there anyone else on Echolink who would like to join us this evening? All right, are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations this evening? Please call now. This is KC2YXN, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I will now take all check-ins from regular members and guests. Please call now.
And 2YQ, good evening, Kathy.
WA2U, good evening.
KC2NBU.
Wonderful, we have Dan, John, and Ray. Any other stations who would like to check in, please call now. Evening. How was your day? And the big question is, do you have any snow?
Hey, good evening, Kathy, and everyone from the net this evening. This is N2YQ here. Normally, all the snow is gone. All the snow is gone. Maybe up, way up on the back here, there might be some there, but right here on my property, there's none. So, And things are drying out pretty good as far as the mud and stuff, so that's a good thing. Me and my wife, we worked on the lawn this afternoon, get raked off and cleaned up and what all. Before the grass gets too tall and before we mow, which won't be, hoping for a while, but anyways. Other than that, wasn't too bad today. Went to Lawville this morning, town here, about 7 miles, 7 miles, north, 7 miles north of here, Lawville is. And did a little shopping, and then come home and work on the lawn, and Casey to WI stopped for him for a little bit. He had something for me that he worked on for me and dropped that off. And so we talked for a while. And then that's about it, I guess, Kathy, for the day. So, but we got, you said you got 41. We got, 48 here at the present time. And I think it's supposed to get down to 30s tonight. So, back to you, Kathy. Have a good evening. N2OIQ Clara.
Okay, Dan, thanks. Yep, we got to get our cleanup started, too. We don't have any grass growing yet, but lots of junk around on the lawn and dead leaves and all of that. So, and it's good Pete gave you a visit. Maybe he'll check in this evening, too, with us. So, all right, next up is WA2U.
WA to you. Well, we'll say good evening to everyone on frequency and those out there listening. Yes, a nice 41 degrees here, but I think it's dropping. We've been keeping the stove going here. It's a special hour, you know, this time of the year. You got to keep it going unless you want to start it, but you don't want to roast yourself out of the house. we've managed to do that. Had a good day. Like Kathy said, we went outside and we had, we're working on the roof here just actually before the, and just when the snow started coming in the fall. And so we went out and everything was camouflaged. So we were out there picking up pieces of wood and little things that kind of snuck away. So we've got some stuff for the fire ring when we're able, although we've got a burn restriction, I guess, now for a while. So one of our friends told us about it. So that cuts down on that. But I guess tomorrow evening we'll listen to some music and have a few cocktails and stay right here in the house, and that's a good thing. Just want a couple things on the what to do or things that people can do. Of course, the meeting is coming up next week. I'm looking at the calendar. Next Tuesday evening. Boy, where does the time go? And, well, the weather's good, and something a lot of us have done in the past in the Syracuse area. They have the Spring Gun Show is Saturday and Sunday at the State Fairgrounds. That's usually a packed house over there. They have one in the spring, and then they have one in the fall. So, and then I believe there's a Ham Fest this weekend, too. I think there's a Ham Fest. It might be called the Drumlin's Ham Fest. I'm not sure. But, you know, with the spring, there's a lot of different things happening and kind of interesting. We're hearing more motorcycles on the road, and the vehicles sound louder, and I'm not sure if it's just because of the different vehicle or because the snow's gone. And we have some snow. There's still about 4 feet in back here where it slid off the roof and doesn't get a lot of sun. Turn it back over to Kathy here, and we'll maybe some other people will be joining us. WATU, back to that.
Okay, yep, we got a new rake, so no excuses there. Okay, Ray, thanks for joining us this evening, and how are you doing, and how was your day?
Happy garbage day, Friday's garbage day here. We got good
to open. Ray, I'm not sure if you're on a handheld, you dropped out a couple times, and I haven't heard you, but we'll stand by a moment.
Yeah, my radio, the handheld, said that I did a transmit over time. My tower.
Okay, you have any more news for us this evening?
No, the stars are out and then not a cloud in the sky, so yeah, I think the temperatures are going to drop tonight.
Okay, I see you're outside since you're looking at the stars. You're in a good spot now because you came through really clear then. Good. Alrighty. And hopefully you see all the constellations. Any more news for us this evening?
Nope, that's it. Friday's over. Time to call it a night.
Okay, Ray. Well, thanks a lot. And, John was bringing in a little wood, and he pulled out a log, a huge log out of a wood pile. And he said, my goodness, why couldn't we find that in the middle of the winter? We're just finding the little pieces now. Yep, alrighty. Well, this is KC2YXN, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any further check-ins? Please call now.
Sis. KD2AIT, good evening.
Okay. Well, welcome, Jeff. And how is the new stove working?
Well, I haven't gotten hooked up. Won't be getting hooked up till next weekend, but I did get it into camp, which is a big accomplishment. It weighs all of about, altogether it weighs a little over 700 pounds. So we took it apart a bit, and we took the doors off and, the top off. Whatever we could take off, we did. So maybe saved us about another 150 pounds. And then me and my sons, we got it in here. And it was a trial. Trust me, it took a long time to get it in here. But we got it. And we've been doing a lot of stuff up here at camp, getting the place open. It's the first time I've been able to really drive in here and get stuff done. So we're getting it all opened up. Tomorrow we'll get the, we got a few more projects to do, but nothing major. Tonight we're just sitting around the campfire. I almost forgot about the net. And all of a sudden I said, oh yeah, net's on. So I'm running in here and turning on the radio. I didn't hear who else checked in, if anyone. And but we're having a good time, and it's a peaceful night out. It was a nice, beautiful day once the rain clouds parted, and looking forward to another nice day tomorrow. KD2AIT, back to net.
Oh my gosh, Jeff, what kind of stove is it?
It's a made by the Woodstock Soapstone Company, and it's a pretty big stove. It's lined with soapstone, so it makes it really heavy, and you could take the soapstone out, but it's done in a special pattern, so unless you know the pattern, putting it back in might be a little difficult. I mean, I just didn't want to chance it, so we moved it all in with the soapstone and everything, and we'll see what happens when we get all back together here. I got to build a new hearth this week. And I'm not doing it this weekend because I kind of need the wood stove that I have right now for the weekend. But I'm going to be stopping up here throughout the week to take the other one out and put in a new hut and get the stove ready for this weekend. My brother's coming up to give me a hand, and we'll get it all lined up. KD2AID.
Wow. Well, we're going to have to look that one up. We're really interested in wood stoves, and we have a Cape Cod, it's called, and it was about 600 pounds when they brought it. It took three guys, so good that you had a lot of help, and you sound like you're feeling better, too. Great. All right, I'm just going to ask, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this point in time? Please call now.
Just a quick comment. If you want to check out the stove, you can go to woodstove.com, all one word, KD2AAT.
Okay, got it. That's great. Thank you. All right, that's a new one on me, but I don't know a lot about wood stoves. Alrighty, we'll just pause another moment to see if we have any comments or late check-ins. Please call now. Okay, well, before I close, I do have a really short little joke, chuckle. So here it goes. What do you get when you cross a gorilla with a computer?
idea.
You get a Harry Reasoner. Okay, I will now close that and return the frequency to regular amateur use. I would like to thank Kevin, Dan, John, Ray, and Jeff for checking in with us this evening. Thank you all, and everyone have a great weekend, a great evening. This is KC2YXN73, out.
Looking for stations that would like to check in tonight, with or without traffic. All stations are welcome. Stations can help you.
This is KD2AIT. Good evening, Jack. No traffic.
KC2MBU. Good evening. No traffic.
WBX, good evening.
Okay. I got wiped out by Rochester, but I did get KZ2AIT. Hello, Jeff. KC2NBU. Hello, Ray. N2WBX. Hello to Dennis. Any other stations, if anybody else came in, please try again, and I'm looking for additional stations.
This is WATU. Good evening, Jack.
WA2U. Hello, John. Thank you for checking in. And hi to, hi to Kathy. Any other station with or without traffic? Any other stations for Octane? Checking in, much appreciated, folks. I thank you all for checking in. Have a good evening. Good day tomorrow. 7:30 to all. KA2 Zenith.